Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on our reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing, and Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." I love this reading so very much because it so shortly and quickly reminds us of how we need to take time to rest and to be with the Lord. That there has to be times in our lives where we stop worrying about serving and taking care of all these different burdens and actually taking time to be with the Lord, so that when we do those things, we don't have to worry about performing for others, about worrying about the different things that we could do or we have to do besides spending time with the Lord. In today's culture, I feel like this idea of having to do serving and all these different like works that we may have to do, like going to work for our families or taking care of the chores around the house or whatever it is, these things can take control of our lives if we let them. And Martha is often given a bad rap because she lets this happen, that Martha is often given this bad example in the Bible because she wants Mary to come and do the work as well. She doesn't want Mary to sit with the Lord. And Jesus really hits the nail on the head here when he says to Martha that Mary has chosen the better thing, because it's important for us to realize that we need to take time to be with Jesus. We need to take time each and every single day to spend time with the Lord so that we can go and do those things from a heart that is focused on the Lord. That's actually through being with Jesus and spending time with Jesus that we're able to be Him to the world. So as we step into the rest of our day, as we step into all the different trials, it's good to remember that Jesus wants us to rest with Him, that Jesus wants us to take time out of our day to spend time with Him, that it's not just about the work or not about even mission, but there is actually a time where we have to Sabbath with the Lord, that we have to spend time with Jesus resting. Today is the memorial of St. Francis of Assisi, and I think he is one of those people who is often thought of doing a lot of things. St. Francis did a lot for the church, but I think he, above all else, realized the importance of spending time with the Lord, that he recognized the importance of not just doing things for Jesus, but doing things with and through Jesus, that he would actually spend time with Jesus about just as much time as he would spend preaching about Jesus. And that's the only way possible to do that, is to be spending time with him. And so today, as we enter into our busyness of the day, the busyness of the rest of this week, take some time today to reflect on maybe moments where you can add Jesus into your day. Maybe you can stay up a little bit later, or maybe you can end things a little bit earlier in your workday, or maybe even waking up before your alarm goes off, just to spend that time with the Lord, because that is so crucial. It is so important to have that time with the Lord so that your day can be focused on Him. Jesus said this is the better part, that this is the better option to choose, that it's better to choose Him over the busyness of this world, that it's better to choose Him over all the different things that may be getting in our way, that may be causing us anxiety or stress. I think that's the one thing that I also see from this, that Jesus says that Mary has chosen not to be anxious, because she is sitting at his feet and listening. That she is worried about things because she has so much to do, but she hasn't taken time to sit at the feet of the Lord where he can remove all that stress and anxiety, because he speaks to her clearly and concisely about the different ways that he is going to make sure things are okay, that she doesn't have to worry about things because Jesus is taking care of everything. So Jesus, we thank you for all the things you're going to do in our lives this week, all the ways that you're going to provide rest and remove all the anxiety that may be in our life. This has been a scripture reflection on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.